Hey everybody, Rob Cesternino here, getting you ready for another round of Twish Ultimate Trivia with Jordan Kalish. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by our friends over at Skills.com, Skills with a Z. You know that time that you spend on your favorite mobile games on your phone? Well, what if you could have been winning money and prizes? Skills.com turns mobile gaming into cash. Skills.com literally has the greatest games on the planet, and you'll probably bump into me there. I'm hooked on two-minute football, getting me pumped up for when the Jets come back without Adam Gase this year. Skills makes it super easy to get started. They have games for everybody. Classics like Solitaire Cube and 21 Blitz, and new games like Blackout Bingo. It's fair because you're matched against players at your skill level. Beginners play beginners, and experts play experts. Play for free against me, friends, listeners, or coworkers, or play to win serious cash and amazing prizes. And it's totally legit. Players have won over $2 billion with a B. New users, use my promo code RHAP because you will get double the cash to start playing with. That's promo code RHAP for double the cash. To get started, go to skills.com/RHAP. That's skills with a Z.com/RHAP. Must be 18 or older. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states. See website for details.
People call it trash TV, a guilty pleasure. But what if I told you that reality TV is a time capsule of our culture? That the racism we see on The Real World or the sexism we see on The Bachelor, it reflects the moment we're in, whether we like it or not. From Neon Hum Media, this is Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV. Hosted by me, Mariah Smith. Subscribe now.
Yes, that's right. We are back with Twish Ultimate Trivia, the only Survivor podcast game show that we know of. We are back once again to have another trivia battle here where three fierce Survivor experts will take on each other and then ultimately take on me in the final round. And here is the king of Survivor Trivia. Here he is, Jordan Kalish.
Hey, Rob. Hey, how you doing?
Yes. Hey, Rob. Yes.
Seeds, baby.
Yes. And hey, girl. Hey. Hey, boy. Hey. Yes. 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 So, Jordan, what is happening?
Nothing much. I've been at work the last 2 weeks coming up with more trivia questions for our great competitors. As you can see already on the screen, if you're watching the video, we have a great panel. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of fun new games, and we'll get into them soon.
Okay, well, let's meet the competitors that we are going to be seeing do battle here in Twish Ultimate Trivia. Okay, this is round number three of Twish Ultimate Trivia. We've seen Frail Mary and Shannon Gus become the trivia champions of Twish Ultimate Trivia. Who will join them in the winner circle? We'll find out here today. Okay, Jordan, I know you have a specific order. Who do you want to start with?
So this actually became not a point of contention, but a little, I guess, a point of confusion, because the first name that I have here is Brooklyn Zed, who is just Zed here. So I don't know if they should be first or last, but we're going first. Brooklyn Zed is here.
Okay.
Please, hello.
Please,
I'm here.
Yes. Please welcome star of the Mole Patrol. Brooklyn Zed is here. Zed, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. How are you? I'm excited to be here.
Yes, very excited. I'm very interested to see your Survivor trivia knowledge. Do you have a particular area of expertise?
After almost a year of Survivor being off the air, I'm not so sure anymore. It's funny that this is, in almost a year of podcasting on RHAP and now post-show recaps, this is the first time I'm getting to talk Survivor, so yes. I hope I do it justice.
Well, I saw that you had been rewatching some old seasons, correct?
I've been known to in the past. Yes. I haven't done much rewatching recently.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if that'll cost you.
Probably.
Yeah, always be rewatching. That's our motto. Okay. All right. Good luck today, Zed. All right. Jordan, who else is here today?
All right. A second up, we have someone who I have heard a lot lately on a lot of podcasts, but I've actually never really spoken to outside of a couple of tweets and a couple of DMs back and forth to try to get this guy to play Twish. We have Chappelle.
Okay, great. Chappelle is here. Chappelle, how are you?
I am good. I am
starstruck, to be quite honest. Jordan Kalish is here.
Kellen is here.
Yeah.
Kellen's introduction, but Kellen is here. And Brooklyn Zed is here. I am a fan of all of these people. How did I get roped into this? I'm bad at trivia. I was just a fan. So I'm happy. Thank you for inviting me, Jordan.
Yeah, right. Rob's here too. We have Rob.
Boston. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. And Chappelle, appreciate you being here. I know you got a lot going on this week in Texas. So thank you for being here with us tonight. Hope everything is going okay.
It's going.
Yeah.
It's going.
All right. And then Jordan, tell us who else we have with us tonight.
And we have a return contestant here. We had this person on last season. It was the finale episode of Winners at War. It was our last Twitch until we sort of had to restructure the format because we don't have episodes anymore. We have from Survivor Ghost Island, Kellen Bechtold.
Kellen, yes.
Heyo, Romeo.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes. Yes.
I don't know if I should still do that. Ryan. Like, is it old news?
No.
We love catchphrases. Right? Catchphrases.
No,
we're a pro catchphrase podcast here.
We need the Heyo Romeo merch. Yes. Kellen, you're in a room with a big filing cabinet that has everything going.
Everything's going great. I am currently spending the month of February in Indiana on the chicken farm with the parents. I'm back to living sort of in Denver, although my stuff is still in a storage unit. But the last time I talked to all of you, mostly I was in Spain. I got kicked out. The EU said I was no longer welcome to stay. So I've been in Denver, like living in a few different places, but I am spending February with my parents. I wanted to quarantine after traveling to spend time with them. So that's why I'm here for an extended period of time.
Okay.
But back to Denver at the beginning of March.
Yeah. Well, Kellen, you are such a good sport for coming out and playing Twitch Ultimate Trivia with us. I don't think that there are many Survivor alumni who'd be willing to throw themselves into this kind of arena. So we appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I love to hear about Survivor trivia, and all of the fans always blow my mind on how much they do know. And I just hope to enjoy the ride.
Okay. All right. So, Jordan, can you tell us a little bit how the game will work?
All right. So we are making a minor change to the format that I think that all of the guests will like. We were talking about this afterwards. It feels a little bit mean to kick somebody out of the quiz in the middle of the game. It's happened the first two times that we did it. Whoever loses, or whoever's losing after the first two games used to be out. They still get to stay. They still get to sometimes be an advantage for somebody else in the game, sort of like a lifeline. But we are not kicking anyone out until the final round, where we will be kicking two people out. We're going to be playing four games. The scores will be added up throughout the competition. Whoever has the most points after four games will face Rob in Twitch at the end.
Okay. All right. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. We had a lot of fun last night. If you missed it, Kellen, we have been counting down the top 40 Survivor seasons of all time. Ghost Island has not come up yet. So it is at least the 33rd best season. Yes, it is at least the 33rd best season of Survivor so far. So congratulations on that. I talked about the 34th best season of Survivor. We had a great talk about Survivor Nicaragua, and it was Nayanka's birthday, so it was perfect timing for that. AJ Norris and Jacob Jones and I, we talked all about Survivor Nicaragua. That was a lot of fun. And then this Wednesday, in 6 days, we're going to talk about Survivor, the 33rd best season of Survivor that came right before Survivor Ghost Island, Survivor HHH with Chappelle and Jessica Lee. So be on the lookout for that.
Wait, so you're saying that HHH was a worse season than Ghost Island?
Yeah, that's what the fans voted.
It's a fan vote.
Fan vote, yeah.
Oh, fan vote. Oh, thank you, fans.
Yes, so it's at least
I would have put HHH over Ghost Island in my vote. I think so. Like, if I think about being as a fan watching it, I think I really... I liked what happened in HHH, though. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think people like your winner better.
I know. We all love Wendell.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Jordan.
Yes.
Are you ready for round number one?
I am ready. And round number one is going to be like it has been the last couple of weeks. This is called Twish List. I am going to give you a list. It's going to be, or I'm going to give you a category, and there are going to be multiple correct answers to this category. So for example, if I gave you Survivor winners, which it's not going to be, you guys would have to alternate naming Survivor winners. If you get it right, you get a point. If you are incorrect, you are out of the game. You can't earn any more points. And once we have one person left, we're going to let them go one point past the two opponents that have already gotten out. So you could gain a bonus point if you're the last one left in the game. If you repeat an answer, you're out. And if you're incorrect, you're out. So let's start with our first list. 15 players have been medevaced in Survivor history. Name them. And here's a note for this game. It is only considered a medevac if the survivor medical team mandatorily pulled them from the game, not if the survivor made the call. So there are some non-medevacs that feel like medevacs, but they are actually not. So you have to be careful with those. So 15 medevacs. We are going to be starting based on my score sheet with Zed. So Zed, you are going first. When you are ready, give me a medevac player from Survivor history.
Sure. In this instance only, take Scoopin.
Scoopin is one of the answers. Yes. Chappelle. I don't want to say Scoopin is right, but Scoopin is an answer.
Jonathan Pinner.
Jonathan Pinner, yes, is correct.
Said, bad luck, Johnny. Took more.
Kellen is up.
I know two, one of which is already taken, but Neil, the Neil, ice cream man. Oh,
is correct. Neil Gottlieb.
Everyone.
Ooh, I even have Gottlieb, but I wasn't sure if it was right. So
everyone's on the board still. So Zed, you're up.
Finish out the Philippines with Russell Swan.
Russell Swan is correct. Chappelle.
Courtney Moon.
Courtney Moon is correct.
Oh, Jesus Christ. M-O-O-N. Yeah.
This is going to be hard.
I just thought of another one. Pat from
Pat is correct. Yes, I was okay. I was thinking that too. The great Wanda from that week. Zed, you're up. Everyone's still in the game. No one has been back from this Twitch list yet.
Give me Beast Mode Cowboy.
Cowboy. Caleb is correct. We accept Big Brother nicknames here. That's okay. Chappelle.
I don't know. why am I here? Oh gosh.
Chappelle, you have like 3 seconds to give me an answer.
Yes. Not, you're gonna skip me. I'm out.
All right, Chappelle's out with 2 points, and yeah. Kellen, you're still in the game.
Oh gosh.
Come with me, Kellen.
Another like infection person. There's another person who's had an infection. A la Neil. But I don't think I can think of anyone else. I'm sorry. I'm out.
All right. So, Kellen, per the rules, Zed, you can give me one more answer now to get a bonus point if you could name another medevac player.
I would say also Joe from Koh Rang.
Joe, yes. From Koh Rang is correct. That closes out the Koh Rang 3. Zed, you have 4 points. Chappelle and Kellen each have 2. And now we like to go to Rob, and he likes to give some of the answers that you guys didn't get. Rob, do you have any?
What about Papa Smurf?
So Papa Smurf is actually one of these medevacs that is not technically
They said that Papa Smurf was a quit.
It really shouldn't. Like, they should have medevaced him. And I put Dana from Philippines in the same category, where it really, like, she was struggling so much. Like, it should have been medevacs. But, like, per the rules of the quiz, they did have a choice to stay, so they weren't medevacs.
Yeah,
it should have been.
Okay. Did we get James in Survivor Micronesia?
We haven't said James yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think. I think that recently have we had many? Oh, no, B was a quit.
B was a quit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A fine line.
Yeah. But the ones that you missed, we missed Bruce Kennegai. We missed Joe Dowdle, Mike Barassi's Barbecue, Colton, Shamar, and Eric Reichenbach.
Colton was a medevac?
Colton who?
So Colton was a medevac from One World.
At the time,
but it was considered a medevac.
But
on the
Papa's
show.
So damn Smurf is
not a medevac. I had him on my list at first, and then I did a fact check, and I was like, wait a second, there have been some weird ones. I knew because I knew Dana shouldn't be on there. But we are going to the next list. Zed, you have a 4-2 lead. Okay. I said that we're not, I forgot that actually I had this list on here because I gave winners as an example. So we're not doing all the winners, but Winners at War premiered 1 year ago this week. 18 winners were not cast on season 40. Name them. And we're going to start with Chappelle for this round.
Earl Cole.
Earl Cole is correct. We'll love to see Earl out there. Kellen is up.
Oh my God. I'm so nervous and so terrible at this. Okay. I can come up with another winner of Survivor. Tina Wesson.
Tina Wesson is correct. And Zed is up.
Richard Hatch, the OG.
Richard Hatch is correct. Chappelle.
Tom Westman.
Tom Westman is correct. Kellen.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. Who's like the old man with the beard? He's so cute. He's left on Twitter.
Give you three.
I don't know. I'm tapping out. I'm sorry.
All right. Kellen is out of this round. We go to Zed.
So bad.
Kellen, I believe you're thinking of Bob Crowley of Gabon.
Yes, that's him.
Correct. Bob is a Survivor winner, not on Winners at War. Chappelle.
Vesepia.
Vesepia is correct.
Chris Underwood.
Chris Underwood is correct.
Todd Herzog.
Todd Herzog is correct.
Brian Heidick.
Brian Heidick is correct.
Oh, my favorite winner. How did I forget? Fabio
is correct.
Ooh.
I give you Jenna Maraska.
Jenna Maraska, Rob knows her well, is correct.
Happy birthday to Jenna Maraska this week.
Oh, wow. Celebrating a Twitch birthday.
This week in Survivor history, yes.
JT Thomas.
JT Thomas is correct.
Denise Stapley.
Denise Stapley was on Winners at War. So that is incorrect. Chappelle, per the rules, you can get a bonus point here.
I forgot the criteria we discussed.
Natalie White.
Natalie White is correct. So you do get the bonus point. Let me just do some tabulations here. It appears that Chappelle gets 7 points for that game. Zed gets 5. Kellen got 1. So right now, Kellen, you have 3 points. Zed, you have 9 points. Chappelle, you have 9 points. So we have a tie in first place. Kellen is tied in, I don't know, do we call it second or third? We'll call it second with 3 points.
Last place is what it is. That's what it is, Jordan.
I'm a phys ed teacher. I have to make everything sound nice, like when kids don't do well in sports. When I'm
going, it's okay.
I try to keep it as positive as possible.
You know, I get so nervous, and I know that like all that was playing in my head was thinking of like the millions of people listening to this being like, she can't even name one winner of Survivor. Or, like, she doesn't deserve to be on the show.
That's not the audience's voice. Oh. Come on.
I know. What is this negative self-talk?
Not how they talk.
They're
like, come on, Kellen, you can do it.
If it makes you feel any better, I had forgotten Bob Crowley's name too. So I was just really hoping that
I was like picturing him in his bow tie and I could do the whole thing. But anywho.
Yeah.
Last place is what it's called. Yeah.
Rob, who did we miss?
Let's see. Chris.
Chris, yep.
We didn't get Chris. Aris, aka Otis. Didn't get him. Then Mike Holloway.
That's 155,000% correct.
Good job, Jordan.
It got two votes. And then Tommy Sheehan.
Tommy Sheehan is correct. The only one that we have not said today, very, very famous Survivor, Cochran. Nobody said Cochran.
Yeah.
So that those are our winners at peace who did not play Winners at War. Mm-hmm. And we have one more Twitch list before we go on to game number two. Wow. So Survivor Co Wrong premiered this week in Survivor history and introduced us to greats such as Aubrey Bracco, Michelle Fitzgerald, and Sydney Gillum, who all started on different tribes. There are 15 seasons in Survivor. There are 15 other seasons. So Co Wrong will not be eligible because I just said it. 15 other seasons in Survivor history in which there were at least three tribes that existed at any point in the pre-merge. Name them. So it doesn't have to have started with three tribes. As long as there's any point in the game where there are more than two pre-merge tribes, that would be a correct answer.
So you're looking for the name of a season in which there are three tribes.
The tribe names. This isn't that mean. You need the name of the season.
I thought you wanted names of the tribes.
Or more pre-merge tribes.
Three
or more pre-merge tribes at any point in the game. So we're going to start here with Kellen.
Survivor Bliss Island.
That is correct. I had a feeling you might go there. And we are going to go to Zed.
I will take Cagayan.
Cagayan is correct.
Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers.
That is correct. It's in the name. And Kellen is up.
Wait, did we already say Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers? Is that what you just said?
Yes, Chappelle. That's not what I said.
Okay, I didn't cross it off. So then I was like, wait, that's the one. Were there three tribes in pre-merge Second Chance?
Yes, there were. Cambodia, okay. Correct.
Good job.
Brooklyn Zed.
David versus Goliath.
That is correct. Chappelle.
Cook Islands.
Cook Islands is correct. Kellen.
Island of the Idols.
Island of the Idols. It's not on my list. I just wanted to double check. But no, Island of the Idols, they had a swap, but unfortunately they did not do a thing where they turn into three tribes. So Kellen, you have 2 points on this round.
Winners at War.
Winners at War is correct.
Panama, Exile Island.
Exile Island is correct.
Game Changers.
Game Changers, hashtag Game Changers is correct.
Pearl Islands.
Pearl Island. Counts as a tribe.
Wow.
I didn't think anyone was getting that one. So that was a great answer.
I didn't
good
even answer. Have that written down. Yes.
Good answer.
Zed is up.
Worlds Apart.
Worlds Apart is correct.
thank you, Zed.
Listen, you could have saved Pearl Islands, but you went there.
I know. What did we just do? Did we do Edge of Extinction? Is that the one that Rob just rewatched? Is that three tribes?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
You are correct. You guys are doing well on these. Zed. Going to need an answer in 3 seconds.
I'm going to say Millennials versus Gen X.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I'm out.
Woo. You're out.
I could just throw something at the wall.
You can just say one that hasn't been said yet.
There's no. You don't lose points.
this sucks. I got nothing, y'all. Sorry.
All right. I'm so tired. Zed, you get to get a bonus point here if you can name one more season.
Oh, Philippines.
Philippines is correct. We only missed one, it appears. And Rob, could you tell us the one they didn't get?
It's a forgettable season. Survivor All Stars. Yes.
All right, so we have here, let me just do make sure I have these points correct. We have Kellen with a total of 5 points. Chappelle, you gained 5 on that game, so you have 14. Zed, you gained 7 on that game. You have 16 points. So it's 16 for Zed, 14 for Chappelle, 5 for Kellen. Going into game number 2, Kellen, you still have 3 more games with a lot of points available.
Anybody's game.
Before we started, I said my goal was to get one question right, and I technically have gotten five, so I'm killing it, y'all. Yes. It's fine. Okay. I'm good. It's all bonus from here.
And I will say that based on the fact that all four games will add up, we will probably have a new record for most points in the Twitch quiz on this
week. All right, making history. We've got round number two of Twitch Ultimate Trivia coming up next, but it is getting tense. It is getting stressful, and that's why it is the perfect time to talk about the Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me, just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun, it's a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of pain by releasing tension. Using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat muscle tension from working out or an injury or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design make you feel you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out, and the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Now, I'm going to turn on the Theragun Gen 4 so you can get us hear what it sounds like when we try it out. See how it's a whisper quiet, just like this. The Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. It is great for if your neck gets tight, they call that tech neck. You work out, you get sore, tight hamstrings. You're going to love the Theragun Gen 4. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/RHAB right now to get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/RHAP. Theragun.com/RHAP. Now let's get back to the quiz.
We're going to go to game number two. As you know from previous weeks, I have people that are helping. And by the way, Felipe did help me come up with I think the Medevac wish list was his idea. He brainstormed these lists with
Shout out to What the Fleep.
What the Fleep, yeah. So here we are, game number two. This is called Potent Quotables. This game comes to you from Sarah Carradine. I'm going to read you a quote by a Survivor player from one of the episodes that premiered this week in Survivor history. I will give you the season before I read the quote. This is a buzzing game. And Rob, you are going to be the judge for me to see who buzzes in first. The buzz judge is back. So buzz in as soon as you think you know the answer. You don't have to wait for me to finish the quote. However, if you are incorrect, you lose a point. If you are correct, you gain 2 points. If you are incorrect, you also open it up for your opponents to potentially buzz in. If you don't know it and you don't want to buzz in, you don't have to. But if you do buzz, you have to give me an answer. 2 points for a correct answer. You lose a point for an incorrect answer. Yeah. And let's start.
How do we buzz?
Say your name.
Oh, that's good question. Yeah, just say your name. And Rob will judge it.
Listening intently.
All right, because I can't. I have my my docs over your faces right now, so I can't even see you. And, all right, and Rob, they can buzz in the middle of the question. So if they buzz, I will stop reading, and they will answer. So, Survivor Token Sheens. When I saw at least one sort of good old fashioned Southern boy, I thought I'm
Zed.
A little bit screwed.
But
that's Zed.
We have a buzz. Who was it, Rob?
Zed.
Okay, Zed.
Stephen Fishback said
Stephen
that.
Stephen Fishback is correct. So you get 2 points.
I don't know.
Go to the next one.
I tune him out also, Chappelle. So
don't really see us connecting on too many levels. So he was wrong about that because he and JT were obviously close.
Let's JT.
Let's stay in Token Sheens. Having somebody that can make you laugh in an environment where everybody is dirty and tired, I think people appreciate
Chappelle.
It.
I think that
oh,
was
shit,
Chappelle.
Not Buzz. I mean, yeah. Kellen. Yes. I was saying Buzz.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chappelle, what is the answer?
Is it Tyson?
It is Tyson.
No.
We are going to go to Heroes versus Villains. Last time I was mean, and this time I'm meaner.
Me.
You know. Chappelle.
Chappelle. Sandra.
Sandra is Correct. Good job.
me.
This is going to be a mystery item. I'm not going to give you the season for this one. If nobody buzzes in, I will then give you the season at the end. So cool. My parents would never let me have a machete. I think I missed my calling in life as a lumberjack.
Chappelle, Millennials versus Gen X.
I need the person who said it.
Oh, Will Wall.
Will Wall is incorrect. So Chappelle, you lose a point. How do you subtract points from
you don't.
Okay.
You just add it.
Well, I'm doing tally marks. I guess I just have to cross it out.
You just add another tally.
So I did tell you I finished reading the quote. I can give you the season now. It is from Survivor the Amazon.
Ah, Zed.
Oh.
Zed.
Boo.
I'm going to hope it's Matthew von Erdfelder.
Good guess.
It is not Matthew von Erdfelder. So, Zed, you lose a point. You have now 1 point in this game. Kellen, would you like to buzz in? Survivor the Amazon, who said this quote?
Kellen, no. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint, Kellen. Kellen.
No, thank you. I don't even want the hint. I'm like, no, Rob, you need my 5 points.
Yes. You want the hint, Kellen.
Rob, who said this quote?
I believe I did.
Was it you?
Yes.
Just to get your Rob-sister Kellen. Nino quote, which is why I figured if I gave you the season at the beginning, it would just give it away that it was going to be a Rob quote. Right. So now in this game, Zed and Chappelle both
lost. Chappelle really tried to help me too there. He's thank you.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Look up.
Once I realized it was Amazon, I was like, crap, it's Rob.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle has 3 and Zed has 1 in this game. And those will be added to your scores. Let's go back to Heroes versus Villains.
Okay.
I'm the original villainess of Survivor. And I got to tell you.
Chappelle.
Jerry Manthey.
Jerry Manthey is correct. Chappelle, you
have 5 points
in this game now. Good job. And let's go to Winners at War, which premiered 1 year ago.
I didn't watch that season. I'm kidding. Okay.
I feel like a dinosaur that's been time-bombed into the future. The world has changed. People have changed. Survivor has changed. And I think I'm going to have to change.
Kellen.
I'll guess Ethan Zahn.
It is not Ethan Zahn, so you lose a point. Any buzz on this question?
Sure. Zed?
Zed.
Is it Yule?
It is Yule.
Mm.
Very good job.
Good job, Zed. Quote.
Ethan was my other guest, so Kellen took that bullet for me.
Yeah. Let's go to Kara Moen. A lot of people think that my first season, I got kind of a raw deal, got stuck in an impossible situation, which I totally agree.
Oh, man.
Chappelle.
Eric?
It was not Eric. So Chappelle, you lose. It was worth the point.
Yeah, whatever.
Any buzz on this question? I am going to say no. The answer was Francesca, who definitely got a real deal on all of her seasons.
Queen of Clubhouse. Yes.
Yes. Let's go. We have, I have a bunch of these, but we have, I think, is it 2 more or 3 more that I'm saving some just in case we have a tiebreaker type situation. So, Winners at War. I haven't had an opportunity to be my diabolical self at all in the past couple of years. I've been busy building a family.
Is that?
Oh, damn.
It's Parvati.
It is Parvati. So you have 5 in this game. Let's go to Roland. It's got to load. Oh, no, that's the next game.
How many did I cost myself that round? I should have just kept my mouth shut.
You should have took my hand.
You've only lost 1 point. It's not that.
Okay. All right. I'm still above one.
And I believe that this is going to be the last one for this game. And we are going to Survivor Kara Moen. As the new kid on the block, kind of, my role the first few days is really impression management. Luckily, I managed to win the game, the game point.
Chappelle.
Yep. Chappelle.
Oh, wait, hold on. You said, God dang it. Like right when, now I don't want to do it. Sherry.
It is not Sherry. So Chappelle, you lose a point. You have 3 in this game. I will continue to read because I didn't finish I managed to win the game point and the beans, so I got to make a great first impression of to the tribe, which is actually great for my strategic game.
Come on, y'all, guess. Y'all can lose points. Come on.
All right. I'm going to say there's no buzz, so this is actually Malcolm.
I'm gonna
this is Malcolm
on my points.
Yes, this is Malcolm talking about
I don't
the
get
fact
to guess
that,
when nobody has it, Jordan.
New.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
This, yeah.
You said Malcolm.
Because he just played.
Just the buzzer judge, so, I guess.
Yes, he was a new kid on the block for the Fans Tribe. He was obviously a returner on that season. So right now, our total scores, we have Zed, you have 21 points. Chanel, you have 17. Kellen, you have 4 points. You lost a point there. But again, this is we
so
have
if
two
you
games
add
left.
Your two scores together, you're tied with Zed.
There we go.
Hey.
Teamwork.
Look at this. This is what I always tell. This is what I tell my kids at halftime when I'm coaching basketball. I say, look, if they outscored us by 17 points in the first half, there's no reason we can't outscore them by 18 points in the second half.
It's a very good place.
And also, there's a lot of points up for grabs. We are going to our next game, and our next game is called Hey Girl, Hey. This is my unofficial
Jordan loves branding. Yes.
Always be branding. That's why I wear my know-it-all for hat shirts every week.
Yep. We don't have a Hey Girl, Hey merch yet.
Yeah, I could have. I guess Hey Yo Rabia would have been a longer game because it would have been more letters.
But Jordan, were you happy that we got out some Hey Girl, Hey Valentines for on the RHAP Instagram?
I did. I got a lot of DMs from that, actually. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Hey, girl, hey.
This is going to work like the Seeds Baby game from last week. I am going to ask you a total of 10 questions for each one, and it's going to be another buzzing game. You may buzz in as soon as you think you know the answer. If you answer correctly, you get 2. If you're incorrect, you lose 1. Your opponent, same thing as the last game, will have the opportunity to buzz in after an incorrect answer. You can only buzz once for each question. It's called Hey Girl, Hey, because the first letter of each answer in order will spell out my new unofficial catchphrase. Therefore, the answer to question 1 will start with H, question 2 will start with E.
I thought it was
on.
Official now.
No, Seeds Baby won the Twitter poll, so that is still my official catchphrase. Okay. There's shirts, there's merch. I have a bagel store endorsement deal coming. You never know. So we're playing a Hey Girl, Hey, unofficial, but still a lot of fun. So I'm not going to tell you what letter we're on. You have to keep track of spelling Hey Girl, Hey. Hey Girl, Hey, just for H-E-Y, then girl, G-I-R-L, and then H-E-Y. Is how to spell Hey Girl, Hey.
Wait, okay. wait, hold
wait,
on.
A-Y or E-Y?
H-E-Y.
Yep.
G-I-R-L, and then H-E-Y.
Great.
They're both H-E-Y, Hayes. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're not H-A-Y, because I know that you could spell it H-A-Y.
Yeah.
I would have asked if you had not
clarified. And it's girl G-I-R-L, not G-U-R-L.
U-R-L?
G-I-R-L.
Okay. G-W-O-R-L, girl.
it's spelled, girl spelled how I think I would normally spell girl.
Okay.
And then hey is H-E-Y both times.
Great.
Because if not, that would be like what horses eat, right? That'd be like, hey. Yeah. Okay. So, hey, girl, hey. I'm going to read the first question. And Rob, you are the buzz judge again. Who rode the flying fox and released her tribe mates from
Chappelle.
Jail?
Okay.
Chappelle. Heidi.
That is correct. She wow. was the clinched the end of that first challenge for the Jabiru tribe, where Rob's Tamaki tribe went to tribal council. Okay, this horseman of Fiji wouldn't go to tribal council until
Chappelle.
4 people.
Chappelle.
Eduardo.
It is not Eduardo.
Ah.
I'll finish reading the question until 4 people were already out of the game. Nobody is buzzing. Chappelle is Edgardo. Edgardo.
Yeah, that was a tough call. I think I would have given it to him.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't think I could give the point. I'm thinking
it's
like if
it's
I'm
a tough judge.
If I'm judging Jeopardy right now, you don't get it.
Fair.
Yeah.
No, if you were judging Jeopardy, you would have said Eduardo, and then I would have said, "Oh, I got him." but names matter, so I'm good to take that point.
Okay.
Shout out to Miles Nye, who was on Jeopardy recently.
Yeah.
Big Survivor fan. Survivor Cook Islands, most recent male returnee.
Chappelle. Yule.
That is correct. You get 2 points for that. You have 3 in this game. Found an Amazonian storage container and blamed it on Janet Koff. Sorry, found in an Amazonian storage container and blamed on Janet Koff.
Chappelle.
Yes.
Granola
bar. That is correct. You have 5 points in this game. That was also Rob C. I don't get to do a lot of Amazon trivia because usually Rob's playing and then people say it's unfair when I do Amazon trivia. Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to think I know Rob Seasons.
Yeah, justice for Janet. She said in a recent EW interview with Dalton Ross, wrongfully accused.
I believe her.
Yeah, I don't know why they assumed it was her, but
they
anyway,
just blamed her. They wanted to get rid of her.
Yeah, I guess.
This lady did it.
All right. Having this in the Palau premiere still couldn't save Jolanda from being the first boot.
Chappelle.
Oh.
Immunity?
Yeah, that is correct. You get 2 points. Put her own game in jeopardy by literally airing the tribe's dirty laundry on season 38.
What is season 38? Didn't we just do that? Yeah, that's Edge of Extinction? No? No, Island of Idols? No.
Zed.
Zed?
Zed.
Yeah, Reem.
That is Reem, correct.
Chappelle really talking it out for the rest of the panel.
I mean, well, we're just sitting there
inside. It's a podcast. I appreciate it. It's the audio all the time.
I can't keep those seasons straight in my mind, 38 and 39. Like, Island of the Idols versus Edge of Extinction lends to me a lot.
Yeah, same.
I couldn't even tell you which one came first.
Yeah, a lot of these recent. I feel like I remember more about the old seasons than the new seasons. Okay, last name of the Borneo contestant who got the furthest on All Stars.
Oh, Chappelle, Jenna Lewis. That would be Jenna Lewis.
Lewis is correct. Yes.
Chappelle.
Okay, and now we're our final word. This tribe of returnees sustained 2 injuries in the first challenge of the season.
Chappelle.
I think it was...
Oh, okay.
Heroes?
It was the Heroes. You get 2 more points. Chappelle's racking up the points in this game. An integral member of the Sele tribe's old school alliance.
Zed.
Zed.
Ethan.
It is Ethan. Good, and you got the old school shirts clear there. And our final question. This week in Survivor history, we're still in the pre-merge, but the heroes and villains would eventually merge into this tribe.
Chappelle.
I think it was Chappelle.
Yin Yang.
Yin Yang is correct. We said we don't do a lot of tribe names. I feel like that's one of the more memorable ones, especially for merged tribe names. So on that game, Zed, you got 4. You add to your total, you have 25. Chappelle, you have 13 in this game. So you add to your total, you have 30 now. You've taken the lead. Kellen, you did not score in that round. You were on 4 points. But again, fourth quarter. This is where our heroes are made.
I didn't lose any points that round either. So
that is true.
I'm getting better. True.
Yeah. And if you and Zed combine your scores, you'd be just one behind Chappelle.
That's right. I know who's going to take me on their team for the next round. Somebody's going to want me.
I got you.
Yeah, we will have actually the players who don't go to the final round will get to be lifelines in that round for the question. Oh, so we are going to game 4. This is a Grace Leader game. This is called Rhyme Time. I feel like we're very Jeopardy themed this week. We had a Potent Quotables is also from Jeopardy. So we're going to Rhyme Time. I'm going to read 2 statements in which the answers rhyme. For example, if I say Ghost Island 7th placer and Thailand's 4th placer, the answer would be Kellen and Helen. You need both answers to earn points. Mm-hmm. First person to buzz gets the answer, blah, blah, blah. It's the same rules with the buzzing. If you're incorrect, your opponents will have a chance to buzz. You need to get both points. If you only get one, it will be incorrect. And we are going to do...
Is this the final round or there's one more after this?
This is the final round before we go to you. I have 10 of these.
Okay.
So let's get
And how much is each question worth?
It's just like the other games. They're worth 2. If you're right, incorrect is 1. It's losing 1. Okay. So for this one, you probably want me to finish reading the question, but if you feel like you know it before you can buzz in. But remember, it's going to be 2 pieces of trivia. You need to get both, and they both rhyme. The number of days played in most seasons of Survivor and the full name of a 2-time Survivor winner.
Zed.
Zed.
39, Sandra Diaz Twine.
That is correct. You get 2 points.
Good job.
Question number 2. A dog bar enthusiast and a Survivor double tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. I know the answer, but I can't think of his name. I know who it is. I'm looking at him.
I think we have to.
You have a poster?
End it here. Rob, do you know this?
No.
is it Fox Rocks?
Fox yeah. and Rocks. Eddie Fox
oh,
and Rocks.
That is his last yeah, name. Fox. I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I could think of his first name to save my life.
All right. Question number three. A tribe name that turned into common survivor terminology and the name of the 31st season ever filmed.
Oh, Chappelle.
Zed.
I think it's Chappelle.
Pagan Korang.
Pagan Korang is correct. Yep. It is 2-2 in the scan.
Nice.
This is stressful. I don't like it.
You're doing well.
You're winning. You're doing great.
Holding on by like a thread.
Deep breaths, everyone. Deep breaths.
All right. We have next question. Brett LaBelle's favorite reward and where Jennifer Lanzetti found a bug.
Zed.
Kellen.
Zed.
Oh, man, I was slow. Dang.
Beer and ear.
Beer and ear is correct.
Oh. Yes.
I hate it so much.
One of the grossest things. I don't know why I just had to remind everyone about it, but there we are. Mm-hmm. It rhymes. Okay, so next question. What Richard Hatch caught and killed this week in Survivor history at the name of Ty's Chicken?
Oh, Chappelle.
Chappelle.
Shark Mark.
Shark and Mark is correct.
Yep.
Cute.
Yep.
Next question. The player voted out this week in Survivor history in Korang and the full name of Rob C's final seven blindside victim. It doesn't seem like we have a buzz. Rob, do you know this one?
What's the first part?
It is the player voted out this week in Survivor history in Korang and your final seven victim.
So Alex, who rhymes with Alex?
What's his last name?
Oh, Alex Bell.
I did say the full name, yes. Who? Darnell who? And Alex Bell.
That one's a little...
Listen, if we're doing Fox and Rocks,
Fox and Rocks rhymes. That I don't know but if don't,
why does Darnell and Bell not rhyme?
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think Darnell and Bell rhyme. It rhymes.
It's fine, Jordan. It's a dumb question.
All right, next one, and I will say this: that was not a Grace did come up with. I forgot she came up with a different one for Darnell, and I changed it. And maybe I should have kept it. I don't remember what the original was. I think I wanted to get Rob in there more. Okay.
Well, then I can't be mad at you, Jordan.
A guy who found and played three idols on one season and a Gen Xer who liked to overuse the word, apparently. I think Rob knows it. And I think that the time to buzz is over. Rob, what is it?
Ken and Ben.
Ken and Ben, correct.
Ken and Ben, I was looking for. Okay.
We have three more. Chappelle, you still have a 5-point lead, which means that, Zed, you are still in this game. The Survivor Panama tribe for the older men and the winner of Survivor Australian Outback.
Zed
is up.
Lamina and Tina.
Lamina and Tina.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. Question number nine. We have two more to go. One of the tribe names in Survivor Winners at War and the full name of the fifth place finisher of Survivor Guatemala.
Whoa. Kayla's it's an odd right numbered here. Season. You're killing me.
The winners of war, only one of them had to be this week in Survivor history. I think we're going to Rob here. Rob, do you know
this
one?
Can I hear it one more time? The fifth place finisher or the fifth boot?
The fifth place finisher in Guatemala and one of the tribe names of winners of war.
So fifth place finisher, was that Cindy Hall? And I don't know, is it just going to rhyme?
DeCall.
DeCall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DeCall. So we're going to our last one.
I still couldn't get it.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like for tribe names, I know I've used them for this game, but I feel like Lamina is sort of a famous tribe for being boring.
Mm-hmm.
Then DeCall was a year ago, so I felt like it was fair. We have one more.
Jordan, 2020 was not a year ago. Stop it.
It was like 3 years ago.
My whole life ago. Yeah.
All right. the Navidi tribe's first casualty, and Survivor's never robotic maker of robots.
Wait. Are the Navidi tribe's first casualty, whom I know.
Who is it, Cullen? Come on.
Wait, okay. I'm not going to give the answer if you guys know.
If you give the first part, I'll give you the second part.
The second one is Survivor's never robotic maker of robots.
Kelly, I got you. Give me the first one. I got you on the second
one. Well, that makes me feel like maybe I don't know who our first Navidi person was, but I'm pretty sure it's Morgan.
It is. So you, it is Morgan Rickey. Kellen, can you give me, because right?
Christian Hibiki. Okay, I was like, but nothing rhymes with Morgan.
Morgan.
These last names, man.
Morgan Rickey, Christian Hibiki. I was just tweeting with Christian today about the Mars landing.
Yes. Was he pumped up?
Yeah, I think so. That's how I found the live feed was through his Twitter feed. So it was really fun. Mm-hmm.
Cullen, how did Morgan feel about the Mars landing?
I don't know. I'll have to text her to see. I'm guessing she didn't care, but we'll find out.
Should we get Taryn doing Mars Rover live feed updates as we start to like warm up for the Big Brother season?
I think so. I think that'd be fun. Like, what are you going to see up there?
Yeah,
though?
We had a little bit of movement today. It wasn't a lot.
Thing is, if Rover there's move. Anything, it's like groundbreaking world changing. Oh, not world changing, but solar system changing news. If there's like a little guy up there, that'd be cool. I saw a meme of Bernie on Mars.
He's already been photoshopped up there.
All right, so we have a final score going into the round against Rob, the final boss. Kellen had 6 points, Zed had 30, and Chappelle is our winner with 34 points.
Wow.
So, Chappelle.
Wow.
Hey, girl, hey, really did that for me. Wow.
Yeah. This was our closest battle yet.
The other ones
turned into runaways.
Yeah. And a couple of those buzzer calls were real tight.
We'll have to check the tape.
I hate like I like umping baseball. I hate reffing basketball because I feel like there's so much like timing stuff that you have to get down, and I never want to be in that position. So I just make Rob the buzz.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Death Twish coming up next. Before Jordan explains the rules, Death Twish is sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy, and it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote. See how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Jordan, can you explain the rules for Death Twish?
Each of you, Chappelle and Rob, get a lifeline. We're going to do Team Survivors versus Team RHAP Podcasters. That's besides Rob because he's both. So it's going to be Zed, you are going to be Chappelle's lifeline. Kellen, you are going to be Rob's lifeline. For one question, you get to use your lifeline. And the final round is going to work like it has the past couple times we have done this game. I have 8 questions. There are 4 categories, so 2 categories per question. You are going to select the category for your opponent. They will get to answer for 1 point. If you're wrong, you get an X. If at any point you have 3 X's before your opponent, even if you have more points, you automatically lose the game. If you ever get 3 questions wrong first, if your opponent gets to answer first after you choose the category for 1 point. If they are wrong, if they pass, you get to answer it for 2 points. A pass does not count as an incorrect answer. And if they pass, the original guesser gets to answer for 3 points. Does that make sense? I feel like I didn't describe it that well, but I think we're gonna get there. I had it written down. The other ones I didn't write it down for this week because I thought I had it down, but maybe not.
Shannon really had the strategy of the math all worked out when she got to this point.
That's the most Shannon thing ever to have that strategy of this weekend's Vibrant History figured out.
I get to use my scoreboard for this game. So
yeah. I just think that, you know, that to say like, I know it, but I think that they don't know it. So I'm going to pass it and then get it back. Like, that's just like really just a very bold play.
Well, it's like the onside kick, right? It's if you have to go for that at the end, that's what you got to do.
I guess so.
Take your word for it.
So, Rob, you're Chappelle is our guest. So Rob, you're going to choose the category first for Chappelle to answer.
Okay.
Can you tell me what they are? The categories are First Tribals, the 2005 Draft, Fan Tribes, and Defeating Challenge Beasts.
So I have to pick for Rob?
No, First Rob's Tribals, choose the category. You get
2005 Draft. What is the other one?
Fan Tribes and Defeating Challenge Beasts.
I'll go with 2005 Draft.
Okay. Question number one of the 2005 Draft with the first pick. Chappelle, in the Survivor Palau draft that saw Wanda and Jonathan exit the game for good, who did Ian choose first overall for the Karor tribe? And you have a lifeline. You can use your lifeline at any point in the game, but once you use it, you cannot use it anymore.
So my only issue is I don't know if this is one of those drafts where like a guy had to pick like a woman, or if this is just somebody. Because I would draft Tom Westman first, but if he couldn't, then I don't think he would have, right? So let's go with Tom.
Tom is incorrect. Chappelle, you get an X. And Rob, you get to answer for 1 point here. It doesn't go up to the you get to answer. No, you get to answer for 2 points. It goes up to the next point total. That was the rule from the first game that we changed. So, Rob, you get to answer here.
No, I'm going
to
say that it must be Katie.
It is Katie Gallagher. Ian and Katie formed a bond very quickly when they were sort of in the one world situation. So, Rob, you get 2 points.
I probably would have said Tom.
Your first X. And it was the situation, Chappelle, where you did have to pick. If you were a guy, you had to pick a girl. Girl had to pick a guy. So
I was going to do the Shannon thing of pass it to Rob and hope that he picked Tom so then I can pick Katie, but whatever.
Reinventing the way the game is played. So you still both have your lifelines. Chappelle, you are picking the category for Rob. You could go with First Tribals, Fan Tribes, or Defeating Challenge Beasts, or you could still, there's one more under the 2005 draft.
Yeah, let's do the 2005 draft again.
Okay. In the, and this is for Rob now, in the Palau tribe draft that saw Wanda and Jonathan exit the game for good, who did Ibrahim draft as the last player to join Oolong?
Last player to join Oolong.
You do have a lifeline.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Sure, Kellen is sitting on. But I'll pass.
Okay. Rob is passing to Chappelle. Chappelle, you could get 2 points on this question. If you're wrong, though, you get your second X, or you could pass to Rob.
Wait. Okay. So if I get this wrong, I get in trouble again? I thought this was Rob to lose.
Not if you could pass it. You could pass it to Rob, but he would get 3 points then for a correct answer. You could avoid an X here by passing, but then, and you don't know if Rob knows it or not.
Yeah,
if he's wrong, he will get an X.
I'll just pass it. Fine.
Chappelle is passing. So Rob, this is for 3 points or for an X, which would be your first X.
Okay. So I will go with, let's see. I don't think of who would go last over there, and I'll say Angie.
Angie is correct. The late great Angie. I'm a big fan of Angie on that season. I always like working her into the quiz. Very, very sad news that, that she passed away somewhat recently. So Rob, you have 5 points. Chappelle has an X, and
I
Rob,
hate it here.
You are picking the next category.
Okay.
Either fan tribes, first tribals, or defeating challenge
beasts. Let's do fan tribes.
Okay. We are going to fan tribes number one, and this is going to be for Chappelle. Which member of the Micronesia fan tribe led the charge to flip the vote from Chet to Mary before their first tribal, yet actually didn't vote for her when the time came?
I feel like I know the answer, but I just don't want to get it wrong. Zed, you know it? Should I be coming to you or no?
This could be a lifeline situation.
I'm just asking if she feels confident. That's all. They feel confident. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Not confident. I have thoughts if we were if we get to 3 points and you got to make a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't bet on it right now.
We can pass now.
Okay.
Passing.
Kellen, you
Rob.
Know this one, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I have a thought, but I'll pass it back.
All right. You were passing to Chappelle. Chappelle, you can use your lifeline here. You're going for three. You cannot pass this next one. So you're either going to get 3 points or your second X on this question. This is the fulcrum question here.
Zed and I are going to use the lifeline. We're going to talk it out.
All right. Zed is in there. We're calling up Zed. Zed, your friend Chappelle is doing great. He has no points, but he's only down by five.
Okay. Zed.
Too soon, Jordan. Too soon.
I'm thinking... Not Mikey, but what's the other? Joel? Is that his name? Joel?
What do you think Joel was trying to get the vote from Chet to Mary? Chet.
Yeah, but Mary was like Mikey's like sidekick or something in my mind, the way I remember it. And he was trying to like weaken Mikey because he wanted control. That's how I remember it. Now, what were you thinking?
My thought was Kathy, because Kathy and Chet were both kind of outsiders together.
Okay, well, here's my only problem with that. I don't think anybody would care what Kathy wants to do.
That's probably right. It's your points on the line.
Oh my gosh. No, we're a team. Okay, no, okay. No, I'm serious. I don't think anybody would listen to Kathy. They didn't really care about her.
I think that's a very good point.
Okay, Joel, that's my answer. That's Joel, our answer. We're a team.
Joel is your answer. Yes. So, as Zed was saying, Kathy was on that tribe. Kathy was not right. Mikey B was not right. Joel was right. See, Chappelle, you get 3 points.
Yeah.
Good job.
Kathy was on Exile Island too, and she came back and they told her, like, we're gonna vote for Mary, and she said, Mary who?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. But yeah, oh man. Now I feel like I wasted a lifeline. Sorry, Zed, I could have used it later.
I'm sorry, 3 points. See, yeah, that's why you're there.
And no, talk about.
You got you talked it through. I mean, I think a lot of people say, like, all right, well, I'm not sure. Like, I'll go with Kathy.
No,
you stuck to your guns. Yes.
I just like to talk. I think we've all understood that by now.
It worked out well for you. You're only down by two. You have an X, but it's only one X. Who cares? You get two more X's before the game's over. So I don't think that's going to happen. Chappelle, you are picking the next question for Rob. We have one more in fan tribes. We have first tribals, and we have defeating challenge beasts.
Let's go with defeating challenge beasts.
Okay. So this question is going to be for Rob. Who clinched the fans tribe victory in the first Karamoan immunity challenge by sinking their sandbags into the targets faster than Malcolm?
I'm going to say it was Reynolds.
Reynolds for 1 point is correct. So Rob, you take a 6-3 lead. Reynolds was amazing at all these carnival games. And he beat Malcolm. And actually Malcolm started before Reynolds did, and who's not bad at challenges in his own right. So Rob, you get to pick the next category for Chappelle.
Let's pick, what is it? First tribals.
First tribals. You're doing that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Chappelle. Winners at War premiered a year ago this week. The first tribal council of the season resulted in a 7-2-1 vote. Who cast the lone vote for Twitch alumnus Adam Klein?
Oh no. let's talk it out. So Natalie goes here. And who would have just not known what the heck was going on? Let me think. Danny Boatwright wouldn't know what the heck is going on. But let's see. You know what? I just don't know. I got nothing here. I don't even want to guess. I pass.
Okay, passing it to Rob for 2 points. Rob, who is the lone vote for Adam at the first tribal council of Winter
How do you
War?
Feel about this, Callan?
As in, you want me to name a name?
Is this an official lifeline? Is the lifeline being used, Rob?
Yeah.
Colin and Kellen.
Yeah, do you feel like you know it?
I feel like if you talk it out, I can help you. If you talk it out,
all right,
let's do it then. Are you being kind?
No, I don't really know it because so the people that voted against Natalie you know, that we could rule out some people here. So we should definitely guess at the end of this, no matter what. So
yes. You know, I will help you.
Rule out like the people. Yeah, Rob.
Tell me everything
Rob,
you know. Yes. It is not.
It's not Rob, Parvati, Ben, Ethan, Danny. I think that so it's one of Natalie, Jeremy, or Michelle. Those are the people that were left out of the vote. So.
I have a guess, yes. But what do you think?
So I think it was either Jeremy or Natalie. What do you think?
I don't think Jeremy would have been left out.
He was.
Of the entire vote?
Yeah, they voted out Natalie. That was his best friend.
Oh, so now you know your answer, so you're just including me to be nice.
I don't know the answer. I don't know which of those, like, they might have been, they were probably thinking that they were going to put votes on Denise and votes on Adam. So,
I guess, I don't think he would have made the question, if it was the person who got voted out, it wouldn't be the answer to the question, because that would be too obvious, because Natalie was the one who didn't know. So I guess in that deduction of reason, I would say that Jeremy's a better guess than Natalie.
Okay. We'll go with Jeremy.
All right. Jeremy Collins. There were two votes cast for Denise at this tribal council, but those votes were by Natalie and by Michelle. Jeremy Collins is the correct answer. Rob, you get 2 points with an assist from your lifeline. Kellen, all the lifelines are out of the game. Rob, you have an 8-3 lead. And Chappelle, you are picking the category for Rob.
I will go with Hey Girl Hey, so that I can make a comeback.
Hey Girl Hey was your strongest round of the game. Unfortunately, that is
Listen,
not a category.
This ain't it.
What was the other category?
We have first tribals is still left. We have fan tribes, and we have defeating challenge beasts still available.
We didn't do two fan tribe questions.
We only did one. The defeating challenge beast question was about who on a fan tribe did something.
Okay, yeah. That was confusing, though.
That's true. I get cute with the categories sometimes. I make the categories after I write the questions.
Just because I can't keep up with the names of these, defeating challenge beasts. Let's do that again.
All right. Defeating challenge beasts. This is going to be for Rob. Who dragged Colby to the villains mat in order to score a point for their tribe in the opening challenge of Heroes versus Villains?
That was Coach.
Rob, you get a point. You have a 9-3 lead. And Rob, you are choosing.
Frog marched him. let's be very clear.
What's the difference between a drag and a frog march?
Who came up with
I might get dragged for not knowing the difference between a drag and a frog march. But
I hope they read you for filth.
Rob, you're choosing one for Chappelle.
Let's go back to first tribals.
Okay, first tribals. I'm scrolling up. Okay, last one under first tribals. The only first tribal council to include a tie vote and a revote occurred during which Survivor season?
Wow.
It's the first tribal council of the season. It included a tie vote and a revote, and it's only one season in Survivor history where this occurred. Chappelle, what season?
I don't know. I just don't know. But I have to guess here, right? Like mathematically, like I can't.
You're down by 6 points.
Like, yeah, mathematically, you should pass.
I should pass, I guess, right? Because I get more points if Rob gets.
Yeah, you would get the three. If he passes back, you could get 3 points on this question, and you'd only be down by three.
Yeah, well, let's do that then. Let's keep the audience
interested. I'll pass it back to Chappelle.
All right,
what
so Chappelle
the heck?
For three.
You can at least. How dare you?
Chappelle, for 3 points here, you can't pass it back. You have to give an answer. You can think it out. We have time.
Do we?
All the time in the world.
Well, we talked about Palau earlier, so I'll go with Palau.
Palau. Unfortunately, Chappelle is not the right answer. You
no.
An X.
Redemption.
Rob, you know it.
Yeah.
What do you
Redemption? Redemption Island, right?
Oh, no, no, no. I think you were saying redemption is in, like, you were looking
no,
for redemption.
No, it's the answer to the question, right?
The answer is Koran.
Didn't they tie? Wasn't there a tie vote and they voted out Francesca on a revote?
6-4.
6-4.
It was Koran, 3-3 vote between Darnell and Alicia, and then it was put on Darnell on the revote. So, Rob, you have a 9-3 lead, and I believe it's one question left. I believe we use both of those. We have fan tribes, and we have one question left, which means that unfortunately, math wise, Chappelle cannot win the game. But Chappelle, you get to choose the next category for Rob. it's going to be fan tribes. It's the only one you could choose. So, Rob, which member of the Karamoan fans tribe notices that Reynold has a noticeable bulge in his pants before the first tribal and brings it up publicly before the vote?
Yes. I believe it was the great Laura Alexander.
It was Laura Alexander. So, Rob, you end the game there. 10-3. Rob gets the win. I believe your first win.
I believe this is
under
the first time,
format.
Yes. I've won Death Twitch. Yes.
But, Chappelle, you also get a win here. You won the overall game to get to Rob. You didn't beat the final boss, but you had a 34 points, which I think is probably the highest point total ever. Mm-hmm. Plus your three from this round. So, 37 points here on Twitch. Nothing to sneeze at. Yes. So, Chappelle, great job. And then Zed and Kellen, both of you were great lifelines. You helped your player out, and you were lifelines for them. Zed, it was sort of by the conversation helped Chappelle out, even though you had the wrong answer.
I'll take it.
Kellen, you had good logic on the Jeremy, Natalie, and Michelle thing.
Yeah, maybe I'm better at trivia than I am at Survivor trivia. So we'll go with
yes.
that.
Yes. Do you have any regular trivia questions for Cal and Jordan?
Not really. I usually just come up with Survivor stuff.
I think you come to patron trivia.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your area of expertise, Callan?
I don't know. Like, I do pretty. I've been watching Jeopardy, living with my parents. Yes, like, I feel like I do pretty well. I took the Jeopardy, training quiz or whatever. I got 11 out of 30 questions right. So, if anyone,
I feel like for Jeopardy, 1 out of 3, and that's better than 1 out of 3 in Jeopardy.
Who are listening to me? If you take the Jeopardy, like, it's not the real test. I accidentally applied to the show, which I'm sure they got my answers and were like, "What? Who is this crazy person?" But you can take the trial test, and it's 30 questions. If anyone gets more than 11, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll send you a.
Okay, I do have a good trivia question. Kellen, who is the only president of the United States to serve 2 non-consecutive terms?
Oh, God. History is not it. Zed
is, how's them?
Grover Cleveland?
Grover Cleveland, baby.
Good job.
Cleveland.
I'm actually just not really... maybe trivia isn't my thing, but if you'd like to talk about...
These are very specific categories. These are random presidents and Survivor, which is a great TV show, but, you know, we dig deep here. We go in the weeds.
I have a question for Kellen.
Ooh, will I know the answer?
I hope so. Would you ever play Survivor again?
I think I would have a hard time saying no.
So yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see how the last few seasons have played out. If they were going to do like a go back to old school, no idols, no advantages, all of that, I would love to play again. I don't know. It just
probably not likely.
It feels like that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of risk of being on TV. If I could go play Survivor and have it not be on television, I would go out and starve for 39 days every single summer.
Well, we were talking in the pre-show that you played and won Survivor Sequester.
I did play and somehow win Survivor Sequester. It was really fun. Thank you to all who were watching that kind of mess.
That was a fun night.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's your thing.
Sequester.
Yeah. Sequester. Sequester was really fun. I really liked that.
That was one of my favorite games of Sequester too. I mean, I'm biased too because like I love watching the survivors like do anything. So, but it was definitely going to be one of my reasons, but I feel like everyone really like brought a lot of strategy to that game. Everyone clearly cared about winning the game. It was a fun night. I should go back and I bet it's on YouTube somewhere.
Okay. If you find the link, will you send it to me? And I will be scared to watch it. Because I pretty much don't really remember clearly like the last 3 hours of it. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a fun rewatch.
Those were the best 3 hours for you. You won.
Yes. All right. So yes, congratulations to Chappelle. You will move on to the Tournament of Champions at some point. Yes.
Chappelle is going. It's, you're on the bracket with Mary and with Shannon. And so good luck.
Serious competition.
And you got more points than they did, but it was also different scoring rules. But still, you're the highest point scorer ever.
I'll take it.
You're in the record. You're in the record book. Okay. All right. Kellen, what's coming up for you?
Well, I just started a new full-time job on Monday, so my sabbatical of 2020 has officially come to an end.
Yes.
So I'm moving, and I actually am getting my stuff out of storage, which has been in storage since 2019. So I'm moving into a house and into an apartment. And my partner is moving to the States from Spain.
Oh my gosh.
In April. So my love that I met while I was on my solo female travel trip didn't go well. He's moving here. So yeah, back to Denver, new job, new apartment. My partner's moving from Spain. So yeah, things are coming together again. Personally, but I'm sure like all of you just really ready for Survivor to start again. So I miss it a lot, even though it seems like I didn't watch very carefully in the past.
Yeah, you don't have to watch like a psychopath.
Such detailed stuff.
Yeah, but it was really fun to be here and good to meet the new faces, and always a pleasure, always to see Jordan and you, Rob.
Oh, well, thank you so much. For doing this. Yeah. And hope we can, you know, do more stuff than just like talk trivia every once in a while.
You know, I'm around if you want to do, I don't know, weren't you doing like a relationship advice podcast?
So I
would,
at one point we did it with Steven, but I don't think he likes to talk about so much relationship advice.
Oh, well, I love it.
You love it.
So
okay.
Bring it back. Sure.
If anyone's up for love and relationship advice, just send me your questions. Okay. I don't even have to be on the podcast. All right, I'll help you out.
Yeah, let's see if Steven wants to come. Steven just had a new baby in the last couple of months. So we'll see. But maybe he wants a break from being a dad.
It could be really
Bring
cool
back
to
the
do
love
like
nodals.
There's a Kellen perspective, a Rob perspective, perspective. Might be like the trio of all the love. You could just solve all the love problems in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Kellen, where do you want people to follow you?
Oh, yes. Well, on Twitter, I'm at Beck Told Ya.
Beck Told Ya. What a great Twitter handle. Yeah.
YA. I'm still the OG at KS Becto on Instagram. You can please find me there. I put out a favorite things list today. I decided to put together
my favorite things
of the pandemic.
You're like Oprah.
Give away one thing. I'm like Oprah's favorite things.
Where is this list?
Well, I was just emailing it to people.
Very exclusive.
I'm
not on the mailing list.
No,
Jordan, this should be one of the categories for next time. These are 11 things that are Kellen Bechtold from Survivor Ghost Island's favorite things. Okay, name them.
Yes. Yes, please.
Who all got the email?
Yes.
Which survivor
got the email?
Well, you have to go watch my story at KS Becto and click yes that you want to receive the email. This is not like
can you tell us
make
one
any
thing?
Money or anything.
What's your one favorite? What's one favorite thing? That doesn't even have to be number one on the list.
I will say one of my favorite things was my favorite sweatpants of the year. Investment sweats. Really, they're pretty expensive. You got to save up for them. But they're the Vuori brand, Vuori.
Yes.
Really silly, hard name to say. But my partner and I call them our butter pants because it's literally like just like slipping your legs
not what I thought you were
into
gonna say.
Butter. Wait, what did you think I was going to say? Something bad?
No, that I want to hear more about how they're an investment pants.
Oh, they're investment pants because for a pair of sweatpants, I think they're like $80 or something a pair of sweatpants, which is ridiculous.
But you make that money back.
Well, it's the only pair of sweatpants you will wear
because you'll be so productive at work. Yeah.
You're so productive. Your legs are under the desk. It's so comfortable. The only time you will not be wearing them is when they're in the washer, I'm telling you. Viori butter pants. That's not what they're officially called, but Viori. Check it out.
Okay.
And The Good Place was my favorite show of the year. Favorite, like, historical rewatch.
Good show.
Yes. So there we go. There's more if you want. DM me. I'll email you the list.
Okay. All right. Helen,
this is going to be my job for the next 2 weeks, is going to be making questions out of this list. We could do a Siege Baby round of this list with all the things that start with the letters of Siege Baby.
Wet
we could
pants.
Do
everything.
Butter pants. Well,
maybe the next game will be investment pants, and the letters will start with the letters.
That's so many letters.
That's a long game, though. Investment's a long word.
A lot of letters. Okay. And then, Zed, this was so fun to get to play trivia with you. What do you have going on?
Yeah. I actually have a few things going on. My life is like full-time post-show recaps these days. Josh Wigler and I are podcasting about Final Fantasy VII, his favorite video game of all time that I have never played before.
Are you a master yet at Final Fantasy VII?
A master would be a very strong word. but he drove the game, the physical discs, over to my house. I'm playing this game on a PlayStation 2.
Wow.
And we're having a great time. Earlier today, I recorded with Josh and a couple of other Post-Show Recaps folks an episode of the patron-only podcast, Dungeons & Dragons and Discord.
Yes.
Come play Dungeons & Dragons with us. We're having a blast. And last week, I was on Post-Show Recaps Theater with Josh and his lovely wife, Emily, talking about one of my favorite movies, Labyrinth.
Yes.
So tons of stuff going on over at Post-Show Recaps. A great $10 to spend if you got it to come hang out with us and play games and hear lots of great content. So okay. That's what's up.
All right. Well, great job in the quiz tonight, Zed. Of course.
Thank you.
The winner of the game, Chappelle.
One and only.
Yes. Chappelle has Chappelle's many podcasts coming up.
I do. Yes. So this weekend I will be recording Renap.
Yes.
This has been an interesting week, and Rob, Akiva, and I will be talking about the best week ever
in pop culture.
So we're gonna fish through all the things that happened this week and find the best things. It should not be hard to find the best, because the worst is very obvious.
Yeah, Chappelle. Well, how much studying should I do? Should I come in with like my notes on everything that people are talking about?
Please do. I don't ever know how connected I am to the outside world, because I'm in a blizzard right now in the middle of Texas. So, you know, the more work you do, the better we are, because I'm not going to be prepared for anything. I'm just lucky to have lights right
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
feel like we could throw anything at you. You'll be ready to go. I feel like I need to watch. If I watch like an hour of TikToks on each thing, then I feel like I'll be prepared.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can do that. Like I said, I got data. I can search TikTok. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. I got that going on. I'm very excited about that. Also recording with the Choir Room, the last of our three Love podcasts.
Yes.
So to Kelly's point, we're talking about Love.
Yeah, you love Glee.
I like Glee.
You like Glee.
Glee.
Yeah.
Like to.
Past tense.
Yeah. It does not hold up. It does not.
Wow, that was fast.
So you're a former Gleek.
I'm not a former Gleek. I liked the show, but let me tell you something. It does not hold up.
Okay.
But there are some good things in the show as well, and I like to talk about them with Matt Ligori and Amon Adwin on the Choir Room. And so we have done a three-part Valentine's Day special for the Love episodes. And so I think this weekend we're recording the last of our three-parters, Love, for Glee. Sunday, I am recording with the Shit 90s Shows Taught You podcast about Clueless. One of the goofiest shows, movies I've ever watched in my life, but it is great, and I'm excited to talk about it. And then, of course, next week, Rob, I will be talking to you about, what is it? Sorry, 37th, 36th, 37th. What's the ranking?
The 33rd best season.
33rd best season of 35. Survivor. Yeah. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm Chappelle fatigue is real, and it's here. So.
I really hope that at some point in the countdown, we will have like the 29th best season is Survivor 29. Like I hope that we get it one time.
Yeah, the first best season, Survivor Borneo.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's a good chance.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. If somebody has a guess of what that season could be, that is the rank and the season number and the season rank, Let me know what you think. Like Token Jeans, like could be right there. Could be the 18th best season. Yeah.
My knee jerk.
China.
My knee jerk.
You think Token Jeans is only the 18th best season?
I think it's way higher.
Way higher.
I think
I had it like overrated. Six.
Yeah.
I would guess off the top of my head Panama, just because it's kind of like a forgotten season, but it's a good season, but it's not great. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's also got some good people in it.
What about Palau? And it's kind of Palau.
I could see Palau
in the zone.
What? Okay, never mind.
Mm. All right, let me know if you have a theory that'll
I
be
think
fun.
My guess would be eight as eight.
No,
ooh,
people hate the
All-Stars. We're gonna be listening to All-Stars.
I always like the season that people don't like. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll love the podcast that I've done.
I liked All-Stars.
Chappelle, I only had Exile Island. I think I have Exile Island at 11, so I'm only one spot off from the number of seasons on that. So you might be right. If people agree with me, you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What about Karamoan? Could it be the 26th best?
I think that's too good for Karamoan, but who knows? It's possible.
All right.
People like the returning seasons, I think. They get a bump.
All right.
No.
Of course, you could follow the great Chappelle Show on Twitter. What a follow. What a ride. To follow
and all hours of the day.
Yeah.
Follow me. There's ups.
Okay.
And there's downs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more ups than downs, but the downs be real low. So, if you want some good content from me on Twitter, just get on it about 11 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
And just start there. Yeah.
Stay in the know. Okay. And of course, Jordan Kalis. Jordan, what are you up to with Sandra?
Yeah, so tomorrow night I'm actually going to be hosting another Survivor Trivia game, which has become a lot of what I do these days. Is I host Survivor Trivia.
Are you the Survivor Trivia guy?
I think I am. I think I am now. I mean, I think I have maybe been for a while, but it's like more. I'm branching out. I'm branching out, and I am hosting with my friend George a Beat the Queen Survivor
Who's
Trivia.
George?
On Kahoot. This is the second time you've said who's George on a podcast. He is the guy who hosts Survivor Brooklyn South, which is like the fan-made Survivor game.
How come I've never met this guy?
I don't know. He's not. I don't think he's a patron.
Yeah, well, he's a big Survivor fan, and I've never met him.
One day he'll come to a know-it-alls. You'll meet George.
You have like
you'll
a like secret
George.
Friend that does you do Survivor stuff
you
with.
Know,
that
you
like,
have to know all my
he's like,
friends.
Rob is a podcast, not for me.
No.
I won't
so
do anything
anyway,
with that.
If you go on my Twitter, if you go to @JordanKalish on Twitter, you will see a flyer that I posted. It'll have Sandra's face on it. It's $15 to enter. Mm-hmm. If you win money. Either way, it's a Q&A with Sandra. You'll get to ask her some questions. Top five players win other Survivor prizes that are actually going to be Sandra autographs. And it's going to be a fun night. And I will say that the trivia is going to be a mix of some hard, not Twitch hard, but like normal person hard, medium, some easier questions that anyone would be able to, any Survivor fan, what I think would be able to answer. But I have no gauge on what's easy, medium, or hard Survivor trivia, so you never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You and George will be holding it down.
Yeah. Okay. And Rob, we're podcasting about Pirate Master on Thursday.
Jordan Kalis is going to join Aaron Robertson and then me next week. We still have an episode of Pirate Master that Aaron and I recorded with Liana Boris that is still coming up. But let's tell you what we have in store for you over on Rob Has a Podcast. Let me go full screen on. Of course, 34th best Survivor season was Survivor Nicaragua. Talked about that with Jacob Jones and AJ Norris. Find out why Jacob Jones is in the running for the freakiest freak this week and much more as we break down Survivor Nicaragua. Very, very fun podcast. And speaking of Survivor Nicaragua, I'll be catching up with Holly Hoffman and T-Bird this weekend. Of course, when we talked about with Chappelle, we talked about Survivor Thailand. Gandhi listened, and we said, why don't we do Talking with T-Birds whenever we can with the people from the season? So we're going to talk with Holly Hoffman this weekend. So be on the lookout for that on Nicaragua Week. And then get a load of this. David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis are back for How the Heck Did Fabio Win? I was asking myself that question the whole time that I really would like to know. I'm going to listen in. What did David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis think? How did Fabio win? It's a good question. Over on Pirate Master, myself and Aaron and Liana watched episodes 8 through 11. This was the best stretch of episodes we watched on Pirate Master.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
What is Pirate Master?
Pirate Master is a 2007 CBS reality series produced by Mark Burnett, which was canceled after 7 episodes, which it was like sort of like Survivor on a pirate ship.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
It's fun.
I thought you loved
it. Fun. I do like it. I like it, but it's a bad game. Like, the rules are so dumb.
Yeah. Does George like it?
I don't think he's ever been part of this.
Okay, Rob, our first relationship issue that we're going to discuss with Stephen Fishback is you and Jordan's apparent conflict now about the fact that he has other friends.
Yes. How many years have I known Jordan Kalish? 10 years?
Do you know my friend Jeremy?
Is he a Survivor fan?
He's seen some of it.
Yeah, okay.
He's not really a Survivor.
Yeah. Do I know every other one of your friends that's a Survivor fan?
No.
Oh, you have a whole secret life?
Boy.
I have a secret life, baby.
Hey, George. Hey, it's me again. Jordan, just here to talk about Survivor.
You know most of my Survivor fan friends, but there's a couple. Look, I can't share my whole life with you, Rob.
What it sounds like is that you've got this friend, George, and he won't even listen to Jordan Kalish podcasts. Like,
He's listened. Mm. He's just not a patron. I should convince him to become a patron.
I'm not begging for a patron. I'm saying that I don't know how I never met this guy. All right.
What are you begging for? More of Jordan's time and affection? Or I'm not really sure what's triggering this right now. We'll have to dig into this another time, yeah. I think.
I'm planning on doing a lot of these trivia nights, Rob. If you ever want to come on, be our guest with George, you could come on and be our guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob, pick your crown up and put it on your hair. You are nobody's third wheel. Jordan, how dare you?
Thank you, Chappelle. We had a great time today. We caught up with the host of Tough as Nails, Phil Kogan, was popped in once again for for the main course with myself and Mike Bloom and Jessica Lees. Talked about Kellen, you saw it, a super gross episode of Tough as Nails with slime eels.
It was incredible.
Yeah,
slime eels. I was thinking, I really like this show. I did not know it existed until this year. I did not know that you all had Phil. Well, I saw you had talked to Phil, but I thought maybe you got him one time for like the pregame or something. I didn't know every week.
Yeah.
I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, Phil Kogan. Nah, no problem dropping in on Rob as a podcast. George, not for me.
We should be getting Jeff. I think we should get Jeff on Twitch at some point.
Yeah. All right.
How well do you think he would do well at the Twitch quiz? I don't think so.
No,
I don't think
he doesn't remember anything.
He probably didn't even know who I was if I was sitting right here. He would know.
But I think there's a lot of people that he probably does not remember.
Does Jeff remember Laura Alexander? I don't think so.
Probably not. Of course, we got a lot going on. Not enough for George, but for everybody else, head on over if you want to become a patron of Rob's Podcast. I will be talking with Sarah from Sydney. We will be going over your Survivor Nicaragua feedback questions. That's a new feature we're doing in our patron podcast feed, the weekly patron 5 for 5. We'll be trying out a new patron game with Dan Sinet this weekend, Wheel Jam. And then this Tuesday night, you played Wheel Jam?
I played Wheel Jam.
Yeah. Then this Tuesday night, the monthly patron cast will be back with taking calls from the patrons of Rob's Podcast. Find out more about everything we're doing over at robswebsite.com/patron. Of course, Kellen, we've been doing so much on social media over on Instagram.
It looks great. The Valentine's thing, so cute. Mm-hmm. Who's in charge of doing, who's doing that? George?
No.
Definitely not George.
Sexy George.
Yeah, that we have an amazing woman, Hannah, who's been helping us with our social media, and she's doing a really great job.
Hannah, five stars.
What would your Valentine be, Kellen? That I know it's in my gut.
Go with your gut.
Yeah.
Probably I don't know. I just thought of something like not safe for work. Oh. So yes, maybe just like
we're not a wordy.
Trust your gut. Yeah.
Are those butter pants you're wearing?
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I had won the $1 million of my season of Survivor, I would send you all a pair of these sweatpants.
All right, so
unfortunately,
get the campaign.
Yeah, for Kellen to get back on the show.
If I win, I will send you all a pair of sweatpants. Mark that. Actually, even if I just go back on the season of Survivor, I will buy
You don't have to do that.
All four of you. You don't have to do that. A pair of Yuri sweatpants.
Yeah, I'll take you up on
that. I'm taking you up on it. Kellen, if you win $1 million, you could send us sweatpants.
Yes.
If Kellen goes back on the show, I'll be waiting on my pair of pants.
Yeah. $129.35. Get the time code in.
Yes. All right. You could follow us on Instagram at RJPGrams or Rob is a Podcast on Twitter. All right. Thanks so much, Scott, behind the scenes for that. All right. Jordan, great job once again on the Twish Ultimate Trivia that we'll be probably doing these every other week. So look for us maybe first week of March.
Yeah, looking forward to it. These have been a lot of fun. Had a lot of, you know, every contestant who's come on has brought it with the knowledge, with the funniness, with the enthusiasm for the quiz. I love it, and I can't wait to see who we get next week.
All right,
in two weeks.
All right, thank you everybody for watching and listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance, and it's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote. See how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.